Hello?
Hello, customer support, returning your phone call.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How you doing today?
I'm good. Are you ready for Christmas?
I am.
Well, I am. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, if I give you a ticket number, would that be helpful?
Yeah, sure. Let's see what you got.
KC021. I believe that's the, So you having a good day?
Yes, sir. I can't complain too much. They wouldn't listen right.
I was just saying, and you know, the fact is nobody gonna listen. Nobody really cares.
I mean...
You know.
Yes, sir. Let's get this computer to load up here. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, this morning on the local Fox station, they did a, you know, they have an Insta poll that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, is do you think people are ruder now than they used to be? 95% of the people said yes.
I mean, they are, though. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just... Nobody cares about other people. They care about what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's not what this nation was geared about. We are a melting pot. That means all the people come in and become Americans, you know, and so much now it's, you know, you name it, every race, every ethnicity is, you know,
mm-hmm.
those are important. But when those become the sole focus, it's just sad. Nobody can come together.
I know it is. It's really sad. Not even realizing just how much more powerful we could be if we just, you know, united a little bit more.
Yeah.
As a people, you know. But nope. That's too much like right.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Right?
I was just watching a video on my iPad, you know, asking people about what Christmas is really about, and Santa Claus, and then start asking questions about Jesus. Where was Jesus born? First guy goes in a hospital.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And then somebody else said the North Pole.
Oh,
so
bless their hearts.
Somebody did say Bethlehem, and so he asked this other young lady, goes, so where's Bethlehem? And she goes, Pennsylvania.
Okay, all right.
Well, there is a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, but, you
good
know,
grief.
Just, we have so secularized our world today. It's like,
yeah,
man, oh, man. Anyways, I digress. Sorry about that. What is your first name?
Portia.
Portia. Oh, that's a nice name. I've heard that a couple of times, and I've always liked that name.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And
now, where are you at? Where
I
are you
am,
located at?
I am located in Alabama.
How cold is it?
It's pretty, pretty cold today. It is shocking here. It's barely 30 degrees here today.
Yeah,
and that's
I mean,
pretty,
it's like,
pretty cold.
Yeah, really, for Alabama. I was, I just had a football game that I'm looking at in the background, and they're
mm-hmm.
down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and it's in the 20s down there.
Yeah.
We're talking Gulf Coast. Come on. What's that about?
Exactly, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is a little brutal here today, you know?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's supposed to be down single digits.
Yeah.
I'm just outside of Washington, D.C., and it's supposed to be down to 4 degrees tonight.
Yeah, it's craziness. So
and who
I'm
knows
needless
what,
to say, it's going
yeah,
to be
knows
a
what the,
lot of traffic today.
Oh, yes. I did all my shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, I did my grocery shopping and everything first thing this morning. I even went into Home Goods at about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. There was nobody there.
See? Everybody's going to be there when I get off work, and I have to go and run back in for a couple of little miscellaneous items, but it's like, I don't want to come out over the weekend.
I get it. I understand.
I totally have to go and stand in long, agonizing lines later on this evening.
Yes, well, you know, that's when God rest ye merry. Sing Silent Night, sing something that'll.
Yeah.
Well, see, that'll get really pissed off at traffic and people, and that's just not worth it.
I mean, at all. It really isn't, right?
That's right. So did you find that ticket?
Yes. Yeah, so it looks like I see this. Let's see. That is. So this is for Lynn Roush. Roush?
That's me.
Okay. Yes, sir. That's that drone, right?
I got the drone. They were supposed to refund my fee because I wasn't aware that there was a membership that came with this after a week or so, and I called in and they were supposed to be taking care of that, but I haven't gotten my money back into my account yet.
Okay, let's see here.
You're not at home. You're working actually in a bullpen, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, if I was at home, I probably wouldn't even mind. You know, this here is just like, oh gosh, this is agonizing.
You poor baby, you're going to have to get in the car and go home.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I stepped outside this morning just to pull the car door open, and it was slightly frozen. I was like, oh, my, did it really get that cold last night? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Pretty cold. Hey, at least we're not getting the snow.
Yes,
some of the
true,
although,
because the Midwest definitely got rocked.
Yeah, I mean, it snowed just a little bit. Like I say, I'm north of Washington, D.C., and it snowed just a little bit, but it didn't stick. And I grew up in Ohio, and I've so much been looking for us. It doesn't have to be a lot, just enough to cover everything to have a white Christmas. But no, the meteorologists were not helpful. Hey, listen, I got to be one of your better customers today. At least I'm not
complaining,
right? Honestly,
actually, you really, really are. Trust me, you really are.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully that'll make up for some of the other wonderful people you're talking to, or maybe not so wonderful
right?
People.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, my kitty just came up on the sofa here.
Oh.
We've had her about 6 weeks now.
Little one.
Oh, we bought her when she was 2 years old when we got her.
Little boy.
And I'll tell you, she is ambitious. Boy, one of the first things she did when the lady dropped her off, she jumped up on the counter in the kitchen.
Oh, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah, this morning she jumped up on the counter, and then she jumped up on the refrigerator. And, you know, cats use the box, which means they use their feet. So that's just this constant process of sanitizing the countertop. But we love her. We love her.
Yes, sir.
You know, in spite of herself sometimes.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Why are they? Okay, I don't know what happened. It doesn't look like they put the refund part in, so I am going to have to try this. Let's see here. When I put this information in, it's allowing me to give you back $51. Is that okay? Out of that 67, it's letting me give you back 51.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
If we canceled it now, okay, and let's just say at the end of this first month, it's gone. I get $125 whatever mm-hmm. so that I can use to buy stuff, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Well, then let's do that. I'll just eat the little bit that's there and
okay.
Although my wife's going to say, get the money. She'll say, get the money.
Naturally.
Yeah, so maybe I better take the – I'll take what I can get. How's that sound? I'll take
okay.
whatever money you can give me back.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, I got my son and my grandson mm-hmm. a drone, as you could see in your setup
yeah.
there. I specifically bought them. It's a father-son thing that they have to do it together.
Oh.
He's 8 years old, so he's not going to do it on his own.
No, of course, of course. Of course. Let's see here.
Now, why aren't they giving me the full amount back? Just curious.
This would be, let's see, it's in here. Because the membership didn't get canceled. Within 48 hours, so it was supposed to get canceled by the 17th. That's what
I
they wanted
the, here's
to
the
do.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's the question. Since I'm only getting $51 back, shouldn't I be able to get something in return for that? Because, in other words, I put that $16 into the, into my membership. Doesn't that have some value in regards to what I could get for that $17?
Now that I do not know.
Portia doesn't have all the answers. Oh no.
Let me see and read into it more and see if there's anything additional that they do for this.
Hi, Kitty. Now, do you have any pets?
I actually have a dog and a rabbit.
Where do you keep the rabbit?
She has a cage, but a lot of the time children like to just let her roam. Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
She has a cage inside the house, but most of the time the kids generally like to just let her roam until
now,
they don't want to clean up behind her anymore.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Kids want the pets, but they don't want the responsibility that goes with it.
At all, I'm trying to tell you. And that's why I'm like, what? You shouldn't ask for it.
That's right. Absolutely.
I've been there, done that, okay? I've had my excitement with it all, so those are you guys' pets. I just provide the food.
Oh, yeah. We started with a goldfish. And
yeah.
And then we upped it to a turtle. And then we went to a finch, had a couple of finches and a couple of canaries.
Yeah.
And then we finally went to a cat, and we've had several, so.
Yeah.
No dog. No dog. I will not have a dog. Hell no. Who wants to get up and take that, it dictates when it goes outside. It's cold. What you gonna do tonight?
This is true. That's probably the only downside. I guess that's when you have to, really be really in tune with the dog and try to train it to use, a pad overnight or something to keep you from having to go outside.
I remember I saw this this cartoon one time, and there's this dog outside freezing out in the snow, and in the window you see this cat doing a little dance. I'm in here, you're out there.
Exactly right.
Yeah, when I see weather nasty, people that have dogs, I understand they have a different, their personalities, they're a little more personable than most cats are. But, man, I don't know, going out like it's going to be 4 degrees tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to take their dog out of 4-degree weather?
I don't know. I would hope that they would have enough decency to bring it indoors for the night. I don't even put my dog outside if it's raining or if it's freezing cold weather. I have an enclosed back porch, and she will sleep there.
And she got something to pee in or poop in, or do you have to let her outside long enough to do that, or him?
we let her out long enough, and she, if we don't catch her in time, she just uses like the corner. And my son, luckily for him, he's Mr. Clean It for me, so he'll hurry up and clean up her mess if she makes a mess. But normally just goes
good
right
son.
Out the back door. Yeah, I know, right? He's
good
he's the
son.
Because I'm telling you, if it was left up to me, that animal couldn't live there then, because I've had my share of it. We grew up with animals, you know, so I'm over the experience of it all. I just didn't want to rob my kids of it, because we had every animal you could think of, all the way down to a duck. Like,
oh yeah, I grew up in a town of 200 people. We had a little everything growing
up.
Yeah,
right? So it's like, I didn't want to just tell them no. You know, so I had to let them get the experience. And now they see it's like taking care of a child.
I was going to say, that's part of the experience.
Yes, you know, so they
yeah.
see now, it's just a lot of work at times. There are times where they don't want to do it. And I'm like, hey, listen, you wanted this dog, remember? You begged for it. Been begging
that's
since
right.
you were a baby. And I had to wait until you turned into like a, you know, a teenager, because I wasn't going to take on the responsibility.
That's right, but I want you to understand, this is your dog.
Hello, there you go. Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Absolutely. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, it's good for them. They'll make them better adults.
Yes, I agree. Looks like I was able to get that refund done now. I don't know what happened. They never even mentioned that part in here, but I did
well,
put
see,
it through.
Yeah, because I went and I talked to somebody the other day because I asked about the drone. And, you know, they said they was canceling my membership, and I figured that was meant refunding the money, but that's no. Now, what about the balance of that?
Now,
that
what
I
it just
get back.
Now, what I did was after I kind of like override there and went in, and so it's giving you the full refund.
Oh, you were able to do that?
Yes.
Oh, good. See, I knew you. I'm talking to the right person today, isn't that right? So
Yes, sir.
I'll get the full $67.32 or whatever it is. Okay.
Yep,
when should that show up? Do you know?
About 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well,
and then they won't
you.
Be charging you any further. Yes, sir. You are very welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You have yourself a very Merry Christmas, Portia.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.